This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Germany and the United States have announced they will send battle tanks to Ukraine. It's the first stage of a coordinated effort by the West to provide dozens of the heavy weapons to help Kyiv break combat stalemates as Russia's invasion enters its 12th month.
With spring approaching, Ukrainian forces are working to defend the territory they hold and preparing for additional counteroffensives. To liberate their land, they need to be able to counter Russia's evolving tactics and strategy on the battlefield in the very near term.
U.S. President Joe Biden said Wednesday the U.S. will send 31 Amrun Abrams tanks. The decision reverses months of persistent arguments by Washington that they were too difficult for Ukrainian troops to operate and maintain. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Wednesday urged the West to deliver tanks quickly and in sufficient numbers to help repel Russian troops. Quote, the key now is speed and volume, the speed of training our military, the speed of supplying tanks to Ukraine, the amount of tank support. We have to form a fist of tanks, a fist of freedom, which will not allow tyranny to rise again. Zelensky also said on Wednesday he wanted the West to send long-range missiles and jets to his war-torn country to help repel Russian troops. Lebanon's top prosecutor has ordered all suspects detained in the investigation into the deadly 2020 Beirut port blast released and filed charges against the judge leading the probe. The move Wednesday by the chief prosecutor, a suspect himself in the case, is another blow to the investigation, which has stalled for years. The judge said in a statement Wednesday the decision to release the detainees was illegal. This is VOA News. UN economists present a gloomy and uncertain outlook for the coming year, with the global economy projected to grow at a particularly sluggish rate in a new report Wednesday. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The UN report cites a series of multiple and severe shocks for unleashing one of the lowest global economic outputs in recent decades. It says the COVID-19 pandemic, the war in Ukraine, surging inflation, and the climate emergency, among other crises, are setting back short-term growth prospects and threatening to undermine longer-term sustainable development in the poorer countries. The report projects world output growth to drop from an estimated 3% in 2022 to 1.9% in 2023. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
As Americans begin another year grappling with the senselessness of mass shootings, with California the recent scene of horror, a new report from the U.S. Secret Service found half of the country's mass attacks from 2016 to 2020 were sparked by personal, domestic, or workplace disputes. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
The 70-page report issued on Wednesday examined 173 incidents where three or more people were harmed. The attacks targeted workplaces, schools, religious institutions, and public transportation, among other locations, killing 513 people and injuring 1,234. The attackers were overwhelmingly men. Mass shootings have become a regular occurrence in the United States in recent decades, but lawmakers remain divided on the solutions.
Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener. Iran imposed sanctions Wednesday on 34 individuals and entities from the European Union and Britain in reaction to similar measures they have taken over Tehran's response to months-long protests. Tehran's move comes 2 days after the EU and Britain slapped another round of sanctions on the Islamic Republic, which has been rocked by protests since the September 16th deaths of Mahsa Amini. The 22-year-old Iranian Kurd died in custody after being arrested for allegedly breaching the country's dress code for women. The sanctions imposed by Tehran include the blocking of accounts and transactions in Iran's banks and the, quote, prohibition of visa issue and entry to Iran, the foreign ministry said. I'm Joe Ramsey.